What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Sound Money Podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGarry. And on today's episode, I have a very special guest, Murray Newlands. He is the CEO of the How to CEO podcast and an overall fantastic entrepreneur. I've known Murray for a few years now. We go back quite a bit in terms of various ventures and business deals together, and he's a fantastic inspiration to entrepreneurs everywhere. He has a podcast called How to CEO that I'm going to be linking in the description wherever you're listening or watching this episode. So you guys can go get a chance to check out his podcast, subscribe, and definitely listen and consume as much of his content as humanly possible. He's got some all-star guests on there from the Silicon Valley area, all about their companies, their trials and tribulations of running these multi-million dollar businesses. So without further ado, let's dive right into my interview and sit down with Murray. And we go through things about the Sound Money podcast, things about the How to CEO podcast, and let's dive right into it. Hey, everybody. I'm here with Murray Newlands, the CEO of How to CEO podcast. How's it going, Murray?
Very good. Thank you for having me on the show.
For sure.
So tell us about your podcast and how are you helping people with this?
Yeah, sure. So the Sound Money podcast is basically just designed for an emphasis on technology and businesses. So my previous company that I was part of was doing 40 million in revenue, and there were only 10 people on the team. And this is considered a hyper lean business where you have each person using technology and effectively giving them like 10 arms. And that concept fascinated me. And that's sort of what the Sound Money podcast is really trying to capture, is these hyper lean businesses that are leveraging new technology. And it's been a lot of fun. I've talked to a lot of really interesting people that are using technology and tools in a way that I didn't even know existed. So it's been almost like a learning experiment for myself.
Talk to me about some of the guests and some of the advice and some of the best things that you have learned through the podcast.
Yeah, great question. In terms of the advice that others have given me, is I think the best piece was that taking one win a day. There's been this kind of all across the board concept where people say, no matter how rough your day is, try and make one win. And I very much took that to heart, because if you do have a rough day, as long as you sent that one email or you did that one workout or you did something that was a win, you can always look back on that. And unanimously, everybody mentioned something about one to two wins throughout the day. And I found that to be pretty crazy that everybody said a similar thing. No matter what business or industry they were in, they all talked about that one check mark, getting that one checkbox off each day for motivation. And in terms of the types of guests, it's a broad range from engineers all the way through, your average like startup first employee in Silicon Valley that's trying to figure out how to leverage technology and using all these different tools. So it's the whole gamut of people involved in a business just to try and learn all the different aspects.
And where do you see it evolving?
So far, I see it definitely evolving towards the technology side of things. A lot of the people that I've had on have been mentioning tools that they use. I've learned about a couple dozen other tools that I didn't even know, because I'm familiar with like the cookie cutter ones, like your Slack and your Asana and stuff like that. But a lot of these tools that people are mentioning, you know, kind of set a light bulb off in my head where I was like, wow, there's like a whole series to be done on just talking about tools that people use and the technologies they're leveraging. And that's where it kind of evolved already into that.
because these people are using so many unique different tools that I think it could help a lot of people if they just talk about what they do on a day-to-day basis with tools and, you know, going for that one win. If they're using the right tools, then maybe that could help somebody out there. But that's where it's evolved into that from just a technology podcast originally.
What type of personality do you think it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
I think the one characteristic that always comes to mind is grit. So if you can manage to have a conversation with 10 people and 9 of those people tell you no and that you're wrong, and you can still have the 10th conversation, then you're in a good industry. If you're going after entrepreneurship, if you're trying to start a business, you need to be comfortable with rejection, and you need to be comfortable with just the sheer fact that nothing's entitled to you at all. You got to go get it. And I think grit is probably that buzzword characteristic that I always tell people is something very hard to measure, but it's just the ability to stand back up when people just repeatedly push you down. And I think that is always the North Star that I always look at. If I have a really tough day and people, you know, whether a client falls through or, you know, we're doing something that just doesn't turn out the way that I wanted it to be, it's always going to be that you get right back up. And that's really what defines a good entrepreneur, is somebody that can just literally just get back up and take action. That's what I've found for sure.
Getting back up, taking action, but then you have to own the whole process as well. That is that's the other side to it. What are some areas of entrepreneurship that you're seeing to blow up right now?
Some certain areas that I'm really interested in and that I've seen blow up is this whole concept of that your company is only as valuable as its ability to attract good talent. And I heard that originally from Elon Musk, and I've asked a few people that on the podcast recently, and people are saying that they're diving more deep into HR tools and things to really emphasize high quality talent, because, you know, now that almost half the workforce is the gig economy and 1099 workers, it's more important than ever to figure out where you can find high quality talent. You can train and know that they're not going to, you know, just leave right after they're trained to go do the job somewhere else. And I just see a lot of emphasis around that, because it's such a big, important part to every business. Is I don't care how high level or intelligent someone is that's running a company. If you're going to scale, you're going to have to hire people. Like you can't do it on your own. Unfortunately, sorry for all the listeners that thought that they could do it on their own. You just cannot. You have to have a team. And it's just at a certain scale, your head will explode unless you hire amazing people, give them what they're asking for, and very much grow together as a cohesive team. But that's what I've seen a big trend in is the hiring tools recently.
Steve, good luck with the show. Thank you very much. Obviously, some great advice there for CEOs.
That is it for this episode of the Sound Money Podcast. As I said before, all the links to Murray's podcast, How to CEO, will be in the description below wherever you guys are listening or viewing this. So go check it out. And I will see you guys on the next episode of the Sound Money Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Sound Money Podcast with your host, me, Steve McGarry. If you guys want to learn more about all of our previous episodes and our upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes and Spotify. We are trying to get the word out there, so feel free to share the Sound Money Podcast as well as like us on iTunes. Leave us a review if you feel so compelled to do so. And join us next week on the next episode, because we're going to be talking about some really exciting new technologies on next week's episode. And I want you to think about how these technologies from today's episode could apply to the workplace that you are currently in. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.